This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience out of the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PB Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we bring the new...
Helldivers and citizens across the stars. Humanity is locked in a desperate war on countless fronts. This is Helldivers Radio, GNR 107, a lone beacon in the darkness, keeping you informed on the war effort and bringing you live reports from the front lines, one critical tech updates and strategic discussions. GNR 107 fills the gap for all Helldivers who have not gotten out of cryo in the last week or more, and gets you up to speed with what's going on, just in time for the Weekend Warriors, a show adapted to meet the relentless demands of war, with the feel of a golden age of radio. This is Helldivers Radio, with the main voices of Penny Lively, Joe Turner, and Bulldog. Deliver truth from the trenches. Stay tuned, don't turn that dial, because in this war for survival, information is ammunition.
Tonight for updates that shine, 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time!
Good evening, citizens. This is Joe Turner at Radio GNR 107, your guiding voice through the fog of war. Tonight, we dive into the triumphant and the tragedy, the heroic last stand and the Clarel Forge complex, and the somber sacrifice of Mordesh. Later, we bring together the best strategic minds for our new table of three. The debate, blockade, or breakthrough. But first, a moment to remember. Every victory earned, every world lost, sharpens our resolve. Our sovereignty is our power, and power demands responsibility. Stay tuned, Helldivers. Your action shapes history itself.
When you're fighting for freedom, start your day right with Cafrito, the coffee of choice for true patriots. Cafrito Medium Dark Roast brings you bold flavors of toasted nut and cocoa, ethically sourced from South America and expertly roasted here on Super Earth. Brew it in your drip coffee maker, mocha pot, or percolator. Whole bean or ground, it's your choice. Coffee Freedom, fueling democracy one cup at a time.
Purchase now at pvproductions.com.
Appreciate it, Joe. Big news from Fenrir 3's Center of Science, Helldivers. We've cracked the Illuminate's dark energy puzzle wide open, revealing precisely how they're steering the Meridian Singularity towards Super Earth. It turns out these squid-faced foes are siphoning massive amounts of dark energy during their invasions and funneling it directly into the black hole, accelerating its dangerous drift. To counter this alarming threat, Super Earth High Command has launched a fleet-wide blockade around the Singularity, hoping to sever the Illuminate's mysterious energy supply. This ambitious project, requiring billions of gallons of Element 710, harvested through the relentless efforts of Helldivers slaughtering Terminids and Automatons, is a necessary, if desperate, measure. Some citizens have humorously suggested building fortifications from the remains of our enemies, making the Illuminates pay for it, quite literally. But satire aside, our engineers report real gains. Enhanced frontline detection tech is successfully spotting and neutralizing Illuminate stealth ships, resulting in fewer surprise attacks and faster responses. Keep harvesting that Element 710, Helldivers. Your actions are directly fueling humanity's defense. Every drop counts. Every mission matters. This was your GNR 107 tech update. Back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Penny. The war front has been relentless, and Helldivers across the galaxy are being tested like never before. The Automatons and the Illuminant have ramped up their offensives, forcing us into battle after battle. Some won, some lost. Let's start with the victories. The defense of Yulheim and Demir Tira was nothing short of legendary. Against overwhelming odds, Helldivers repelled the Automatons on both fronts, securing the MD-8 gas mines and evacuating the moderately feeble young adults of good citizen Andrews. A victory for Supers, future both in recruits and raw firepower. And let's not forget Clyrell. The Deep Mantle Forge Complex, a vital industrial hub, was nearly lost, but Helldivers rallied in the final hours, driving back the Automaton Horde. High Command intercepted enemy transmissions, suggesting a darker plan in motion. The jet bridge may be gone, but something even more relentless is coming. For now, the Forge remains in our hands, but we must stay vigilant. But victories come at a price. A strategic retreat from Mordesh was forced upon us as the Meridian Singularity accelerated toward the planet. The scientists were evacuated, but their dark fluid research was lost. Whatever secrets they had uncovered are now destined to be swallowed by the abyss. And we suffered painful losses on multiple fronts. And we suffered painful losses on multiple fronts. Afoye Bay, Haldus, Rogue 5, Misi, Ballistica, Short Bay, Parsh, Kars, Zaya Ragostia, Ras Al-Githi, Propus, Acubans Prime, and Bashir all fell to the enemy advances. The Illuminate and the Automatons are pushing harder than ever, and the front line is shifting faster than we can reinforce it. And now, new battles rage on. The Automatons have launched fresh offensives on Misi, Marfark, Short Bay, Ventoria, and Darius II. While the Illuminant are pushing hard at Zedia, Elaphar 11, Parsh, Karst, Andar, Acubans Prime, Ras Bashir, Zaya Ragosia, Ras Al-Githi, Propus, and Jimma. If you're not deployed, you better be gearing up, for Super Earth needs you now more than ever. And a new major order has been issued. High Command has ordered the construction of a massive blockade around the Meridian Singularity, following a breakthrough discovery by scientists at the Center of Science on Fenrir 3, using vast amounts of E-710 secured by Helldivers. Super Earth will attempt to slow the Illuminant's dark energy siphoning efforts, buying us time to strike back. This means we need billions of gallons of E710 and tons of scrap metal, and we're taking it directly from our enemies. The question remains, will the Helldivers prioritize stopping the Illuminant before they harness the Singularity? Or will we take the fight to the Automatons and crush their war machine once and for all? Either way, the choice is yours, Helldivers. The fate of the galaxy rests on your shoulders. Up next, Bulldog with the Democracy Report.
Bulldog here, broadcasting live from the forward base near Fenrir 3. It's been another turbulent week in our fight for democracy. Our scientists at Fenrir have made crucial progress, uncovering how the Illuminant manipulates dark energy. Meanwhile, the brave Helldivers have fortified our blockade around the Meridian Singularity, paying a hefty price in sweat, metal, and gallons of Element 710. It's an effort of extraordinary scale. Necessary, but costly.
What?
What's your take, Trooper? Think the blockades will hold?
If it doesn't, at least we can build a backup wall from Terminid shells and automaton parts, right? Freedom fortifications.
You heard it here first, folks. Optimism and resourcefulness in equal measure. Claw Orel showed us what we can achieve under pressure. And the miracle of Yulheim proved the enemy's clever traps can still be beaten by sheer determination and creative thinking. Yet, we can't ignore setbacks. Losses at Mentoria, Blistica, and Darius II remind us what's at stake when coordination falters. But with every defeat, we learn, adapt, and come back stronger. Remember, Helldivers, every battle, win or lose, sharpens our resolve and strengthens our tactics.
You said it, Bulldog. Freedom through superior firepower.
That's right. Keep up the fight. Helldivers, every action counts. This is Bulldog, signing off.
Exhausted after a heroic stand. Rest assured with Liberty Nap Sleep Pods, the official rest solution for true Helldivers. Engineered to rejuvenate and restore. Liberty Nap ensures your sleep supports democracy. Liberty Nap, your frontline defense against fatigue.
Tonight's Table of Three, Blockade or Breakthrough. Joining us tonight, returning analyst Dr. Eve Sinclair, renowned military strategist Major Lucian Drake, and leading engineer Alex Chen. Dr. Sinclair, your opening thoughts?
Joe, the blockade remains our strongest strategy. It's a necessary containment measure, buying essential time to unravel the mysteries of dark energy and formulate lasting countermeasures. Rushing into the unknown risks, catastrophic failure. Super Earth can't afford that gamble.
Containment alone won't end this threat, Eva. We can't achieve victory by playing defense indefinitely. We must aggressively pursue breakthroughs, specifically by resurrecting the Dark Fluid Weapons Program. We need to turn the Illuminate's weapon against them, hitting them hard before they can adapt.
Both of you raise strong points, but why limit ourselves? My proposal is a strategic hybrid. Solidify the blockade as our shield while rapidly advancing our research into safe applications of dark fluid technology. The key is precision. Carefully controlled experiments that provide us a decisive weapon without risking another Moradesh disaster.
Powerful insights all around tonight. Helldivers, your bravery and determination guide these critical decisions. Which strategy will Super Earth embrace? Defense strength, offense boldness, or an integrated path forward? As always, the ultimate choice is yours. A week filled with sacrifice, courage, and tough decisions, Helldivers. Our bold blockade stands firm despite the heavy costs. Clarel's heroic defenders preserved our hopes for the Democracy Space Station and while Mordesha's loss is deeply felt, it serves as a stark reminder of what's at stake. Remember, every mission, every ounce of Element 710 harvested, and every victory or setback shapes our destiny. Keep your spirits high, stay vigilant, and together, freedom will endure. This is Joe Turner signing off. Good night, Super Earth. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks goes out to our supporters, subscribers, and a special thanks to Umbreo, Shadow, and Ashley for voice acting, Bulldog, and Penny. To those who have been listening but aren't subscribed, it is really helpful that if you subscribe to the podcast, regardless if it's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or even iTunes. In our analytics, it looks like Spotify and Apple Podcasts are the go-to sources for this. Please subscribe, comment, and rate. It really helps.
Joseph, here's the blooper you insist on having.
Appreciate it, Joe.
These squid-faced foes are siphoning massive amounts. Thanks, Joe. Automaton.
A strategic retreat from Mordesha was forced upon us as... Was forced to... Start off great. Whatever secrets they had uncovered are now destined. Whatever secrets they had uncovered are now it's destined, not disdained. Destined, not disdained. It's just a word. Whatever secrets they had uncovered are now destined to be solved. Got one word right, but not the other. Cool. Da, 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 da. This is your daily wartime update. Hold the line. Hold the line. Don't break. Victory's ours to make.
This is your daily wartime update. Move in town.
Move in time. No fear, no doubt.
Fear no doubt.
Hold diver strike. Shout it out. Dum 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 dum.
Steal our hearts, raise heads high. We'll fight strong through storm and sky.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.